as Mr. Riemann just said, is that Sotheby's International Realty here in Santa Fe and throughout the country, for that matter, deals with buyers and sellers at every single price point. And I think that's critically important because though we deal globally with people who are coming here and want to buy very expensive properties and we service them quite well, we also are dealing with first-time home buyers and people who maybe are at the other end of the market, happy to do it, equally as good, correct?
Up and down the market, the value proposition of a realtor is you know really there and necessary, so extraordinarily helpful. If you look at some of the other things that Sotheby's has done, Sotheby's announced this week an acquisition of a major company down in Dallas as well, a company called Briggs & Freeman, and large Texas brokerage. And obviously, you know, the Dallas-Fort Worth area has been a feeder market for Santa Fe for years and extremely important.
Yes.
And so Sotheby's reached out and made an acquisition down there, and it just goes to show you how the network is coming together for the western states. The fact that Sotheby's now has a large presence in Dallas, one of our major feeder markets, really does lend itself to empowering sellers and buyers in this market as well.
And maybe to underscore one sort of parochial interest that we have here on All Things Real Estate is that very soon Hutton Broadcasting is going to be streaming on the Internet live and in real time our program and a lot of the other programs on KTRC. And what that means to us, particularly since we do business, and again to underscore what Steve Riemann just said, we do business all over the country, all over the world for that matter. Buyers and sellers come to us to Santa Fe. It's a great destination. We're going to be able to actually broadcast our radio show live over the Internet to any market in the country, and certainly our Sotheby's brethren are going to find that attractive as we do some kind of swapping of information about their market, our market. So it's all going to work out. It's just lovely, don't you think?
And one of these days we look forward to the international host of All Things Real Estate, Ray Post.
And that means I have to speak several foreign languages, which is real trouble for everybody out there. I can barely do English. Well, you know what, Steve, let's shift gears a little bit here and focus a little bit on your, besides being a real estate broker, as you are, here in New Mexico. You also are the Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title. So I think I'm probably going to have you back on the show before the end of the year, but in case we don't, what are some of the tips that you'd like to recommend to the listeners today who are either buyers or sellers and maybe have a transaction that's coming up after the first of the year? Maybe they've made a purchase now, seller's delighted, buyer's delighted. But in 2011, they're going to be looking at a settlement. Are there any issues out there that they may be needing to focus on as they get ready for settlement in 2011?
Well, we sure want to make sure they're taking their tax considerations fully to heart and paying attention to their best tax advantages. Some folks will need to close before the end of the year. Some folks, you know, will prefer the alternative. So work with your tax consultant. Make sure that's a conversation you're having with folks. If you're anticipating something like an exchange, which typically towards the end of the year we'll see an increase in exchange transactions involving, deferring capital gains on the sale of properties, those come into play at the end of the year. I don't know of any massive legislation that we're looking at for tax-wise for next year.
Except for the estate tax issue that the Congress is now wrestling with, so that might have some implications. But nothing known now, so...
Nothing right now that really plays into it. Mm-hmm. Unless, you have to look at your own individual tax situation.
Correct, yeah. I did receive an email, Steve. Hi, Ray. Steve is optimistic about the real estate market, which is good news. Does he have any thoughts about where prices will be for homes in 2011? That's from Benny. Benny, I'm going to ask Mr. Riemann to pull out the crystal ball. That's a tough one, Benny. Thank you for the question. But, Steve, none of us know the answer to Benny's very good question. What's your gut feeling, though, about prices?
Well, that's true, and it's always hard to predict because none of us are prognosticators like that. I personally believe that in many segments of the market, we are at the bottom of pricing. Mm-hmm. I think that there are some edges of the market, certainly, there's a good deal of absorption an increase in absorption that we've seen under maybe 700,000-800,000. That's been a brisk market. You look at some of the markets like Aldea, et cetera, where some of the markets, some of the prices are in the 400,000s, 500,000s, and 600,000s. That absorption's actually increasing. That is, there's more velocity of transactions there. Mm-hmm. So I think those prices may be at the bottom. I think at the high end, I think there's still some properties that need to come down, need to reflect what's happening in the national economy. At the, if you will, lower end or more affordable end of the market, I don't see prices coming down very much more, to be honest with you.
Right.
And again, this is my personal opinion. I just bought a home.
Yeah.
Because I do think that prices are, in most cases, in most segments of the market, they're frankly at the bottom.
Right.
I think there's some, like I said, correction at the upper end, et cetera. But I thought it was low enough that the values are out there to buy a new home.
Yeah, you and your wife are incentivized by the price. I mean, there are some people that are, as you refer to them, and we do this not warmly necessarily, calling them bottom feeders. Some people do think it's still going to go down. It's still going to go down. The economy is still not in great shape. And that probably could be the case in other markets. But I think Santa Fe is starting to trend the other direction, slowly, incrementally, not in huge leaps and bounds. So, you know, stop the bottom feeding, take advantage of what Steve Riemann did and buy something that's a great price.
Well, and I do think that affordability of a home is not just the price.
Correct.
Affordability of the home is, let's take into consideration right now the tax incentives for adding photovoltaics to your house and not having an electric bill for the rest of your home ownership period. Those incentives are still active. Interest rates are so extraordinarily low that it actually allowed Angie and I into a home that we otherwise would not have been able to afford. I personally don't believe that will continue to happen.
Uh-huh.
I believe the debt in this country, and again, I'm not an economist, but I think the debt in this country is going to impact interest rates, and we'll see a gradual decline. Even to the extent of 18 months, 2 years from now, we could get into a hyperinflation or high interest rate sort of scenarios.
Uh-huh.
So affordability is not only the price of the house, but the cost of your funds as well.
Well, speaking of debt, take that to the bank. That's great commentary from Steve Riemann, Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title. Gino Thompson, my producer. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to introduce our other in-studio guest, Tom Simon, with Westgate Properties, and he's going to talk about a very important seminar that's coming up in January. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference. There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are in the studio. Gino Thompson, my producer, is doing an extraordinary job, as always, queuing up all those nice little stingers. Is that what you call them, a stinger or a bumper? Bumper, stinger. Stinger's a drink, I guess. Anyway, today we have Steve Riemann, Santa Fe area manager with Fidelity National Title, in the studio with us. And before we go back into our conversation with our other special guest, I want you to know that there are a lot of noble causes out there that are worth supporting, and one of them is dollarsforschools.org, administered in partnership with the Santa Fe Community Foundation. The goal of dollarsforschools.org is to raise money to benefit specific classrooms and projects in the Santa Fe Public Schools. Now, at a time when funds have been cut for programs such as the arts, athletics, field trips, and extracurricular activities, it is hoped that support can be offered by the generosity of individuals and small businesses for these and many other public school programs. A fully tax-deductible donation of as little as $25 can help improve the lives of many children and push Santa Fe schools to higher national rankings. Sotheby's International Realty is a strong supporter of this worthy program, and we hope that you can find it in your heart to also help out the kids who are the future of our town and our nation. So check out dollarsforschools.org. That's dollars for schools, and you use four, the number, so dollars, number four, schools.org, and bring a little cheer this holiday season to a cause that really needs your help. I now want to welcome Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, a multi-tenant commercial property and homeowner association management company, to the show. Nice to have you with us today, Tom.
Good to be here.
Westgate Properties is hosting a major homeowner association seminar open to the public on Sunday, January 23rd at Hotel Santa Fe. And, Tom, you are assembling a team of professionals, including Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title, to discuss every aspect of homeowner association. So let's talk about what you have in store for people when they attend this event.
Sure. There's going to be three areas of concern that we're going to cover. One of them is legal, and for that we will be inviting John Patterson to the table, who will talk to us about the legal aspects of community association management, such as how to determine who maintains what in your community by looking at your governing documents. And the other issue that we're going to be addressing has to do with insurance, and that bears relationship to the governing documents as well. So how do you insure what you have? How do you make decisions with regard to what you own in terms of a condominium or home in a homeowners association? And then the management branch of it, which is what I'm going to be covering at the seminar.
And, again, John Patterson is with the Shore Yost and Patterson Law Firm, another supporter of all things real estate. We've had an opportunity, I personally have had an opportunity to interact with John. He's a great lawyer. I know Steve Riemann has over the years. John's actually the counsel to the homeowner association that I belong to, so on all the meetings that I religiously go to every year, by the way, he is there presiding along with Mr. Simon. So it's a great team. And actually, Steve, you are going to be part of the panel. The other component that Tom Simon's bringing to the seminar is the whole title issue associated with homeowners associations. You've dealt with a lot of them. So this seminar, from your standpoint, good thing?
Absolutely good thing and very necessary. And kudos to Tom for bringing John Patterson in. John Patterson is actually the author of the State Condominium Act. And so nobody knows it better than the guy that wrote it. So kudos for that. You know, the essential part of a homeowners association is disclosure, is knowing what your property's restrictions are, what your uses are, what other burdens there may be against the property. And, of course, as a title company, our responsibility is all about disclosure. And so we're glad to be a part of it. We certainly think that homeowners, whether it's in a condominium situation or just in a single-family home, homeowners association, they need to know what the restrictions are, what the regulations are, how to use them to your benefit to make sure that we all enhance each other's properties, and at the same time knowing what our powers and authorities are to enjoy our properties while still maintaining a cohesive and a value-enhanced neighborhood. So lots of kudos to you, Tom, for bringing this
Thank you, Steve.
Well, and using the word disclosure, I want to disclose also that Tom Simon has asked us to actually air a live remote broadcast of all things real estate from the seminar, which, again, will be at the Hotel Santa Fe. We're delighted to be doing it. So from 12 to 1, we'll actually have several of you panelists there, and I'll be playing referee. And the reason why I say that, and I think this is relevant, Tom, and I just want to make a plug for it, is that the legislature is going to be dealing with some very, very heady issues dealing with homeowner associations in the next session. And we intentionally planned this event for you, or we suggested it, and you agreed and thought it was a great idea, to do it just as the legislature is about ready to convene, because you want to deliver a message to them, don't you, Tom?
I do. There's several important issues that are going to be addressed at this seminar, having to do with a new Homeowner Association Act that is being considered by the legislature this year. And it's going to have a significant impact on the way in which developers, builders, real estate professionals like myself who manage community associations and title companies handle the transaction of a purchase of a home in a homeowners association or a condominium association.
Uh-huh. Well, again, I want you to mark your calendar. That's Sunday, January 23rd. Listen for additional information about this very, very important homeowner association seminar. Again, if you have questions about it, you want to sign up for it, you should call Tom Simon at Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. But we'll be disseminating information over the next few weeks leading up to that January event. Tom, thanks so much for being in the studio with us today. I know it's going to be a successful event, particularly since you got Reiman on the show with you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Anyway, Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, thank you. We'll be talking to you later on about this fabulous seminar on January 23rd. I now want to welcome well-known and – oh, Annie. Well, she's not – I can't welcome her. What happened to her? She's not here? No. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Steve. Let's chat for a few minutes more about this homeowner association gig. As you were talking about from a title insurance standpoint, disclosure is critical. That's really all the people – one of the most important issues that people at a homeowner association needs to know about. And one of the things we were talking about in the green room before the show starts is that – often the attendance at Homeowner Association annual meetings is really not that good. And the reality is that these are very important functions. And so from your own standpoint, people should pay more attention to those things.
Well, and we often talk in education, in real estate, we talk about the theories of progression and regression. And that is, the essential values of a neighborhood will go either towards the top of the neighborhood or towards the bottom of a neighborhood. And so it's in everyone's best interest, really, to participate in a homeowners association to make sure that we're moving more progression, where actually our values are being enhanced by the conformity of our neighborhoods, by the conformity of the care and level of sort of TLC in our neighborhood. Homeowners associations have historically, for the past at least decade, been a little bit on the decline. And there were a number of associations that actually here in Santa Fe that were fully empowered, but that came apart and essentially disintegrated because people were not participating. And it's in everyone's best interest to participate, not only to know your rights and to appreciate them, but to help to keep your neighborhoods moving to a conformity, to a level of care and upkeep that benefits everybody in a market right now where that's certainly a key proposition.
Sure.
Is value enhancement and value building. So we need to be a part of our homeowners associations to do that.
Right.
And we also need to know where our rights and obligations are.
Well, and I want to underscore, and perhaps my homeowners association is an anomaly, but and maybe it's because Tom Simon runs such a great annual meeting that we always have huge turnout at our homeowners associations. Occasionally there are some really prickly issues that are discussed, but people find it to be a great gathering occasion to rekindle relationships with other people in the community that they don't often see throughout the year. So maybe, Tom Simon, with your good offices, you can take the model that you've done with Casas de San Juan and spread the word during your seminar. But anyway, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Again, Tom Simon, thank you for hosting this very important event. That'll be on Sunday, January 23rd at the Hotel Santa Fe, a major homeowners association seminar, and I urge you to check it out. So, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Annie O'Carroll, somewhere out there, the interior designer, the famous interior designer, was going to be on the show today. I don't know where she is right now, so we'll catch you another day. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Avast ye homeowners, are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results. Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted.
Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Joel Klein catches a 7 o'clock train after his evening CPR class at the American Red Cross.
Ron Garrity's on the same train. He's had a rough day and doesn't feel like himself. Until he feels the sudden tightness in his chest, Ron never thought he'd actually have a heart attack.
Until Joel is administering CPR, he never thought he'd actually save a life.
When you train with the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
If you have land you want to keep safe for wildlife forever, contact the Wildlife Land Trust, part of the Humane Society of the United States, for more than a decade. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. 1-800-729-SAVE.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are talking about a variety of real estate-related issues, and my guest co-host is Steve Riemann, Santa Fe Area Manager with Fidelity National Title. Before we go back into the program, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, call my good friend, CEO Kathy Roberts, and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700, and let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning activities. I now want to welcome another special guest to the program, Mike Plant, co-managing partner of the very unique Canyon Ridge Conservation Ranch Development in Chama, New Mexico. Mike is also executive vice president for business operations for the Atlanta Braves baseball team, a former Olympic athlete, former executive vice president of Turner Sports, and a current member of the U.S. Olympic Committee. And with all these duties, he still had time just to make a visit to Canyon Ridge. So welcome to the show, Mike. How was it up in Chama?
Hey, Ray. Thank you very much. Well, I'm back in the land of concrete here in Atlanta. I just landed and got up this morning about 4 o'clock from the ranch, drove to Albuquerque, and unfortunately back to reality of taking care of my other business here. But had a great week up there. Sun was shining, a little bit of snow, and the land of paradise for me.
Well, it certainly is. And I want to remind you, and you know this very well, that last month Steve Riemann from Fidelity National Title, who's in the studio with me today, he and I had a chance to tour part of the 6,000 acres of Canyon Ridge Conservation Ranch with you and your dad. And I'll tell you, we both thoroughly enjoyed the tour, didn't we, Steve?
It was that's a wonderful place, a wonderful development. The conservation part of it, Mike, is just so genuine, so real, and you're going to have some wonderfully happy homeowners out there.
Well, and that is part of the deal. And I know you're literally in the airport. I mean, this is not staged. This is real. The guy just flew in from Chama. So are you on your way to luggage right now, Mike?
Actually, I'm in the car. I just left the airport.
Oh, you did.
And I'm headed home. So.
Well, let's take your. I mean, talk about fresh observations. You just came back from this spectacular ranch conservation development, and we're working with you to put together a program to basically offer it to folks. And with the global reach that Sotheby's International Realty has now. We're very certain that a lot of people are going to know about this fabulous location. What's your observation just coming right down from the hill today about being there and the lifestyle and what it means to people?
Well, I tell you, I mean, one of the things I also love about the ranch is there's just the seasonal aspect of it where we're starting to get a little bit of winter there, not as much snow as I've seen in the past. But when you see the snow-capped mountains and you wake up every day and then you get into that environment, a lot of wildlife moving over the last couple of weeks and starting to think about the cold weather coming at. So you're seeing a lot of wildlife. But again, I mean, one of the things I love about the ranch and the concept is that 4,000 acres we're putting in conservation is going to be a playground for the people that are fortunate enough to buy property there. And that has never been an afterthought. It's really been one of the key drivers of protecting that really valuable habitat for a long time.
Yeah, and Steve Riemann alluded to that, and that is rather unique and obviously is a major stamp on the importance that conservation has to you and your partner, Steve Ziegler. Again, for anyone who owns at Canyon Ridge, fishing, hiking, mountain biking, even equestrian interests can be satisfied. Talk a little bit about some of the things you're doing from an infrastructure standpoint to facilitate those various interests, Mike.
Well, we have a lot of the roads already in. And we're little by little starting to make sure we put the top layer of rock on those roads, and it's about 16 and a half miles, so it's no easy task. One of the goals for this summer, and we've been at this for 3 years, and you're taking raw wilderness, so it's again, it takes a little bit of time, a little bit of money, certainly, but making sure for all those first 24 lots in track one that we're going to put the power grid and the water grid in. We've got all the wells are in. And some of the power in the water grids are in some of the lower lots. But we've built one of the outfitter cabins already. We're going to build another one this summer. We've designed the architecture for the lodge and the fitness center. And so a lot of the infrastructure has certainly either been installed or started.
Yeah, now you mentioned the outfitter cabin. You just sort of glazed right over that. But Steve Riemann and I saw it. This outfitter cabin could be like a home for a lot of people here in New Mexico. It's absolutely fabulous. I mean, you're going to have two or three of those on the development, aren't you?
There'll be three of those. And again, that's just going to be used for the 81 lot owners and just a way to get into really the wilderness, wake up in the wilderness. And they're surrounded by water and get up, catch some fish, go for some great hikes, and, again, just enjoy that part of the ranch.
Mike, we've been enjoying, if you will, a La Nina winter here, which usually means it's a little warmer, a little drier than usual. My skis are unfortunately still up on the rack in the garage, but has the lack of snow and the moderate temperatures, has that allowed you to move your schedule at all for some of the infrastructure that you got planning?
You know, we haven't, Steve, just because we didn't really plan on doing anything through the winter because it's just hasn't been traditionally this little of snow at this point in time. So now one of the things we did do years ago is bought a big 40-ton industrial highway transportation snow blower. So one of the unique things I think we're going to be able to offer people is once we have all the gravel on the roads, is we'll be blowing snow, not pushing it like is traditional in the northern high country. So, again, just kind of thinking about what we need to do to make it even a year-round ranch community.
And speaking of that, I want to leave the conversation here. I know you're driving home from the Atlanta airport, but we're planning some major tours of Canyon Ridge in the springtime. Again, we've got to wait for the weather to sort of cooperate with us. But your idea, essentially, Mike, is to provide an experience for people, and we're going to be giving more information about that as time goes by. But talk for just about a minute about what that means to you.
Yeah, I think one of the unique things about it is you can go on our website, and you can see just the beauty of the area and certainly the ranch. You can see all of our plans, design drawings, and that. But as you both have seen, even in the fog when you were up there, there's nothing like getting on site and really experiencing it. And I haven't seen anyone that has been able to experience that and not walked away just really having an appreciation for, again, the beauty of the land and what it could mean to them to live there and certainly their legacy for generations to come. So my plan is, and we'll get into the details, as you said, Ray, later, but we have about an eight-hour day that will give you an appreciation for the amenities, the vastness of the land, the beauty of the land with the huge mountains and the canyons, and see some parts of the ranch that you can start to, after 8 hours, have a real appreciation for what you're going to be able to experience for a long time.
Well, we're very excited about that, and I know as we start distributing information to our listeners and to a lot of buyers around the country about these tours, they're going to be just as excited about it. Mike Land, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And if you want more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to their website, www.discovercanyonridge.com. That's www.discovercanyonridge.com. And discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. Thanks a lot, Mike. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate it. I just want to let you know it's snowing here in Atlanta, if you can believe it.
Geez, unbelievable. Well, enjoy it. Be careful on the highway.
Okay. Take care, guys.
Talk to you soon. I tell you what, Steve, we just discovered that Annie O'Carroll is at home. And, Annie, if you're listening to the show, we're going to try to get you on the line here before we take a break. Steve and I can talk to you. And Gino Thompson is feverishly dialing the phone. So we're doing what we call a little stretch here. Let's talk for 1 minute about that experience at Canyon Ridge. I mean, we had a lot of fun, didn't we?
That was certainly a wow experience. And you really do, when you enter that property and then start getting out to just view the conservation areas, etc., it really is an extraordinary experience. It is so far out in the world. It's absolutely beautiful. He discussed, and we spent most of the day while we were there looking for Bambi or looking for some other
anything that's
wildlife.
On four legs that move, yeah. We did see a few of them, too. Actually, you pointed out, I don't remember, it was a herd of something.
I think they were antelope.
Mike Plant, if you heard that, a herd of something.
I think they were antelope.
Antelope? Okay.
Yeah, they were antelope that day. But, it really is a remarkable place in the world. I can't wait to get back. It really is.
Well,
place.
You can count on it. I should just announce to everybody that Fidelity National Title is going to be our title company of record for all the transactions we have at Canyon Ridge, and we will have quite a few. So Steve Reiman and I will be making some trips up there. We might even do a remote broadcast from up there sometime. Would that be fun?
Every trip up there is going to be fun.
Anyway, I want to welcome the well-known interior designer, Annie O'Carroll, to the show. Happy Sunday, Annie.
Thank you, Ray. To you, too.
My mistake, I guess, I had a different phone number that poor Gino was trying to reach at earlier, and I apologize for that. But Annie, as a professional interior designer, what are your suggestions for sellers who may have their homes on the market right now, but they want to take advantage of the holiday season when it comes to staging? What thoughts do you have?
Well, I think like any time of the year that you're staging, I think minimal and dramatic. I always think that way. You know, what's kind of an investment piece? What's something that's strong? Instead of having lots of little things around, what would be one, beautiful tree or a beautiful table just with, different heights of candles and color? And I think it's important to always pay attention to the outside, especially when you're selling a home. It's the first impression people have. Maybe there's a really sweet courtyard. You could put lights on a tree or do something, put big mercury balls or just something that's interesting that catches your eye and visually brings you outside, especially in this time of year when the trees and plants and things are more dormant.
Well, that's an excellent suggestion, and actually, as we were talking about in our interview with Mike Plant from Canyon Ridge, that because we don't have any snow here, those kinds of enhancements outdoors can actually sort of compensate for the fact that we don't have that winter wonderland, correct?
Right. I mean, I think Christmas really has kind of snuck up on us this year, and I think the weather has a lot to do with that, the warm weather.
And, Annie, on the inside, and by the way, I should remind people that a lot of buyers come back to Santa Fe during the holiday season from Thanksgiving to New Year's, and a lot of them actually have traditionally been here in the summer and the fall. They love the place. They come back and they buy something. So it might be in the best interest of a seller to use these kinds of Annie O'Carroll suggestions for staging. But we've gone from the courtyard. We're now inside. What are two or three things you want to suggest to the listeners about how they can take advantage of the holidays to sort of give that warm and fuzzy feeling?
Well, I think warmth is the right answer. I think people really want to feel cozy and they want to connect to the house whenever, whatever time of year a house is selling. But I think there's an opportunity to do that in the holidays with natural foliage or plants or wreaths that are made out of natural materials, twigs with ribbons, and, you know, just some warm things. And I probably, you know, cooking gingerbread or having that smell and really using all of the senses, I think, would certainly add to that warmth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, Annie, I want to thank you for your very useful suggestions. By the way, do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
Most of it, yes, I do.
Oh, okay, well, that's good news. Keep all those local business people happy. If you want to contact Annie, go to our website again for all of your interior design needs. That website is www.atreradio.com, and then go right to the annual Carol logo. Annie, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you for being on the program. I apologize for making the wrong call to the wrong number earlier.
Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Juno Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title. Also, too, we're bringing back a favorite of the show, and that is the Open House of the Week, and we'll be soon talking to one of our associate brokers at Sotheby's International Realty, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
People have all kinds of excuses for not saving energy. I'll turn it off later.
I'll load the dishwasher all the way.
Maybe it's time to save the energy and money and resources we can.
I'm thinking about tomorrow, today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message for tomorrow. What's your excuse?